Three Wise Crew. What is going on, y'all? This is another edition of the Three Wise NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is yours truly, Eddie Griffith III, a.k.a. EG3. Three Wise NASCAR Podcast here in the Manhattan, Kansas area. Kenwell Truck Series Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series of Three Divisions, and all of more sports. Three Wise with three divisions. And all more sports, and I'm recording on once again an odd day, but it correlates in with this episode. Doubleheader weekend, actually tripleheader weekend, or let's take it a step further, folks. Quadrupleheader weekend at the Pocono Mountains, Pocono Raceway, in the middle of the races. Of course, I'm recording on June 26th, Saturday, just a couple hours after the checkered flag fall on what a stunning turn of events. Final lap. Final lap. Chaos. In the Cup Series. I'll get that just before I dive on in. Y'all know what it is. The 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. And again, the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, led by Spotify, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and more. You can find the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EP3 just about everywhere you listen to sports/racing podcasts. No time for messing around here. Obviously, I'm recording this just a few hours. Well, it's 8:11 Central Time now, which when y'all get to set, when it's 9, just after 9 Eastern Time, a few hours ago, check out this episode. We'll go out tomorrow, just like we have been doing, like I have been doing for most of the year this year, and posting these episodes on the weekends, particularly, really, before the race starts. Get your pregame fix on with the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 before the green flag drops of race to the Pocono. So I find that comforting because of the way, a perfect example before I dive in into the race. It just happened a few hours ago. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks, crazy weeks, and then one bad domino fell after another there, and we had to kind of switch our transition a little bit, so things for me have just got interesting, folks. So I'm not going to dive into details right now, but yes, you can keep my family in your thoughts and prayers as we are continuing to transition, and maybe even transition even a possible for a future possible. So definitely, I mean, I can go on and on, and I can flip on the light switch and go say all this and that, but I am going to keep that close to the chest. So, but yeah, it's been one of those weeks, folks. So I thought I was going to record tonight. That was definitely the thought going into tonight, but we've settled down a little bit. Well, everything has finally settled down a little bit in this stretch of late June, so everything's starting to settle down a little bit, and we're getting our sea legs back, if you will, here. So I was able to jump on here with y'all tonight, hear my voice in a 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. So don't worry, this episode will be up right around before green flag time as usual, and then you can get your continue racing on from there. Actually, this could be in between races. I just now thought about that. Actually, the Xfinity Series race tomorrow over there in Tricky Triangle, and then the Cup Series race. So we're going to have to see where this episode is going to fit at, obviously, either before doubleheader or in between races. Obviously, Harrison Burton and Justin Allgaier will lead the field to green tomorrow morning. And when this podcast comes out, either before then or after the race is over, when we will know who won that race then, and it'll turn. But this will be definitely before the Cup Series race part two at Pocono. But folks, whew, wow! I mean, this is why this goes pretty much any sport that you love to watch. This is why you don't turn off the TV, folks. Kyle Larson trying to tie history, becoming, I believe it was, what, the eighth driver to win four in a row, something like that, trying to join a marquee list, a Cale Yarborough, Darrell Waltrip, Harry Gant, among those, Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, I think one more was on that list as well. Basically, a corner and a half away from getting the checkered flag for the fourth straight time. It was not to be. Other plans happened. And I saw smoke. This happened right off of the tunnel turn. Turn to Kyle Larson. They're after battling his teammate with Alex Bowman. Lap after lap. Those last 20 were something else there. Bowman hanging on there. Grabbing the lead on the restart right there. And then, and he, yeah, I definitely, because he, the Alex Bowman was more than a back to half of the top 10. And he was really, he was hanging out. I mean, later on, they got better as the race went on. Yeah, in the second stage, they were in the back half of top 10. But in the first half, the stage of that race, yeah, they were, went out to the top 15. They were a no show for one third of that race there. And as the race started to wind down and getting to the race, that car got competitive, got a lot better. And then when you get track position, obviously that's going to help out the car a lot, as you guys all know for sure. And I was not surprised there. I mean, Bowman, obviously, this happened, I think, last week, and this correlates in to the Nashville Part 2. Took a little bit of crossover here tonight on the 3-wide NASCAR Pocket EG3. Bowman, a signing extension. I think I said this last week, but if I did not, I'll say it here. Got a contract extension. Yes, I did say it, but I'll say it again for you. Those of you who are new to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, got the extension to stay with Herrick Motorsports through 2023. Signing extension, to say, not to stay, not for free or anything like that. But he got the nod. Two more years at the helm there, and he put, and this might have something to do with what happened there, the last lap there. Pushed Larson, kept pushing him there. Larson tried to move up. Hit down, up, trying to chase his line here and there. It was definitely a cat and mouse game once again. And here's the common denominator, folks, between Nashville and here. Herrick Motorsports cars still steamrolling. Yes, Kyle Larson did not win the race stunningly enough with it. The tire issue late, very late, the last lap of the race there. Kyle Larson blows a right front tire there, and yes, he still somehow he lumped that thing to a ninth place finish right there. Alex Bowman literally stealing the win away from his teammate there, and there are already tweets surfacing afterwards that, oh, you know, we want to see a motivated Kyle Larson. Well, he's already motivated. Look at him. And now you turn around tomorrow and try to get back on your horse and try to do it again tomorrow afternoon. That's his best. And Dale Jr. had a good point during the post-race broadcast there about backup cars there. Yes, Kyle Larson's saying the same things. I mean, this dude has been on a roll since what? He's been on what? Some two-month roll, really all season. This dude has been on an absolute tear, red hot tear. And yeah, this should have been from the vantage point. Yeah, this should have been a four in a row here. Everybody wanna talk it. Everybody still talking about that finish there. And Bowman pulling away from Kyle Busch there, holding him off there. Kyle Busch seems to be running up with the Herrick Motorsports cars. That's the other common denominator from Nashville in the Cup Series race. Last weekend, Kyle Busch was right up there, or actually at least for the first third of that race there before he was a no-show for the rest of that race there. Oh yeah, Kyle Larson just kicked everybody's butt at Nashville there, took the win there. So really, from the Nashville Cup Series race vantage point, there's really not a whole lot to say there, but Larson train kept on rolling here, and it rolled into here as well, even though Kyle Busch led the most laps this afternoon. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. You're surely EG3 in the building. Eddie Gritter 30 with the Oz. Pocono reaction, race one, part one. Obviously, and I'm just going to go into this now, what I'm thinking about it. Obviously, I mentioned this on the tweet. If you follow me today, and if everything lines, obviously I'm working around the Eastern Conference Finals, so if everything goes as scheduled here, definitely two shows next week. I already got one locked down with a special guest, and it's gonna be a new special guest on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Very excited. I've been tracking this person since the beginning of 2021, which is this year, obviously. And whew, I gotta tell you, I think y'all are for a treat for that one. I'm excited for that one. I can't give you the exact date that will come out. Obviously, I haven't did the interview yet, but I'm just letting you know now. And then, if anything pans out with this one, the Pocono Talk will continue with a guest early next week as well. So again, if I did not do an episode this week, did not get the episode out this week, or do an episode, you guys are going to be in good hands next week, because I got two episodes possibly coming out next week ahead of July 4th weekend. And oh yeah, Road America, first for the Cup Series, making their debut in that beautiful racetrack, road course. We're going back road course racing next week. I'm excited for that. Very excited for that. So a lot on the table for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast here. And I'm just also sending another big time request as well. So very excited. So yeah, I'm not going to give any spoiler details there. So that's why you got to keep it locked. Get yourselves download the 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. So very looking forward to that. But we got some unfinished business here before big race weekend tomorrow, which obviously this podcast will be out either before the Xfinity Series or in between races. Yeah, so Bowman pulling away from the 18, and he's right there to swap it and steal the win away, literally. And both drivers were stunned after the fact there. And Alex Bowman saying, yeah, I mean, I don't want to take one of these away, but hey, you got to take what you get. We're getting right. This is the highest level of racing. And Alex Bowman, I mean, he's wrong. I mean, he's proven. If he's not proven already, again, winning races, he definitely proved today. He did it really without. He did not have that. He did not have the car to win a race. That's for sure. Did not have the best car, obviously. That went to Larson and his other teammate, William Byron Chase Elliott. I missed the initial contact. I missed the start of the race. Well, the cameras did not catch what happened, obviously, until the cameras put it on the 9 car. So, yeah, Chase Elliott with that contact was off today, but he could bounce back tomorrow afternoon. But, yeah, Alex Bowman, here at Motorsports, keeps that win streak going. Yes, Larson did not win it, but the beat goes on for Hendrick Motorsports, even though Bowman denies Larson that 4 in a row there due to other circumstances right there. What a battle this set up. And maybe all that blown right front tire contributed to that a little bit, because he was going hard. I mean, no doubt Larson was trying to get around it for the last 22 laps, something like that. High, low there. Bowman, you know, sticking with the PJ peanut butter and jelly stuff, as I like to call it on the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. And just hanging right there, making Kyle Larson work for it. And I think that might have contributed that a little bit to that right front going down. Because really, I mean, I think NASCAR NBC missed this too. And this might have got overlooked too. A little bit just thinking about it afterwards. But I didn't really see any right front issues throughout the race. I mean, there's some single car spins, like Ryan Newman hitting the wall hard. Cole Custer, another bad race for him. He's falling ever so slightly out of the playoff picture. It's unfortunate there. I think some Ross Chastain, he had a run going. That team has been on a roll as of late, they're coming off a run-up finish at Knoxville. Well, not Knoxville. The other Ville. Nashville. Last weekend there. And that team, building momentum right from the All-Star Open, getting it done there. But today, he got as far as the lead, really. He got the lead a few laps today as well. Yes, I know Martin's struggling, and he's still my guy. But I'm thinking in the back of my head, who's going to be my next guy? I mentioned Bubba already, but that list is growing. let me just say that a little bit. To buy two drivers. Chad staying there was very unfortunate there. I believe he tacked a wall before spinning, before the entry of pit road, brought the caution out. Then there's some bold three wide moves made, aka this podcast. Thank you, Ryan Blaney, for getting his name out there. And that's kind of an early helmet sticker there, if you will. By his standards, there were a lot of three wide. There was a three wide pass Ford coming for the lead at one point. You're not supposed to do that, but hey, we see it all the time, Pocono, especially on the restarts, because the race gets spread out, and also too with this strategy game also comes into play. It's going to come into play tomorrow, that's for sure. I believe Kurt Busch, Joey Logano was on a two-stop strategy. Others were on a three-stop strategy, and then you have the pit battles there. Gas only, two tires, and yeah, there was not. Yeah, I definitely agree. There was no tire follow, but yeah, they missed. There were no tire issues at all before that Kyle Larson surprise coming out of the middle of turn two into turn three there, losing the lead. And Bowman steals the show once again. Alex Bowman's third win. Count it. Third win of the year. And now he's in double figures in the playoff points position right now, with obviously Kyle Larson leading by a bunch. Martin Truex Jr. and Alex Bowman right there now. If the playoffs were to start tomorrow, he'd be the third seed. Who would have thought? He would be the third seed, folks. Alex Bowman at 48, putting it back in the victory lane there and keeping Hendrick Motorsports in right there. I believe that it was their fifth consecutive win there. Fifth consecutive win. I want to say that's their fifth consecutive, yeah, because Chase won. Yeah, I want to say that's number five. It's five in a row for Hendrick Motorsports. I'm going to double check that stat. I'm going to throw this in real quick. Three wide coming back.
Listening to the
3Wide Podcast with EG3. We're rolling here on this Saturday night here in Manhattan Kiss. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast rolls on. Reaction to the first race of the Pocono weekend, at least for the Cup Series. They'll be back here, not here, but there tomorrow with the race there, the Pocono Organic CBD 225 was today. And of course, tomorrow it's the Pocono Mountains 350 there. I'll get you the starting line. Obviously, if you're in the top 20, you get inverted. So that's pretty straightforward, unlike the All-Star format for Texas. This was the format last year. If you're in that top 20, if you're a 20th, you're going to be... If at the end of the first race, you're going to be the recipient of getting the pole. And I'll get to that here after the rundown of the first race of the Pocono Mountains 350 tomorrow. That's following the Xfinity Series race, which begins at 11 a.m., kicking off a big-time doubleheader. The Pocono Green 225 recycled by J.P. Mascaro and Sons. Like I said at the top of the podcast tonight, Harrison Burton will lead the field, the green, and I'm just going to run this down here. And while I'm thinking about it again, this episode could go out before that or go in between races there. I'm not gonna say anything else there. You guys are gonna have to be out on the 3Wide feed for our episode tomorrow afternoon or morning. Harrison Burton will lead the field, the green. Justin Allgaier second. AJ Allmendinger will roll off third with Brandon Jones fourth. Jed Burden will start fifth. Daniel Hemric sixth. Noah Gregson seventh. Michael Annette will start eighth. Jeremy Commits, Riley Herbst back into this top 10, ninth and 10th. You wonder where a couple of key players are in the Indy Xfinity Series. Justin Haley will start 11th. Austin Cindric, going back to the Knoxville Xfinity Series race, which that was a great race, better than the Cup race from last weekend. There, Cindric could missed the accident. He hit the wall. He hit the front stretch hard. There, I believe, right at the start finish line, right there. There, after winning stage one, lost the handle of the racetrack. There, it was a battle for with that 22 team there. But they missed the big wreck that happened there with, again, Daniel Hemric being involved in that. But Austin Cindric will start 13th. Ty Gibbs in the field tomorrow morning in this race. He's going to start 14th. Keep an eye on Ty Gibbs in this ride. He's already got two wins in the bank. Looking for another one tomorrow morning. Myatt Snider, Homestead winner, 19th. Sam Mayer, obviously Josh Berry, his last race with Junior Motorsports was Knoxville last weekend. Again, putting on a show. He's been, I think, to me, one of those. Junior said he believed in his dude, but he's really surprised me this year to this point in the Xfinity Series. And sadly enough, his portion of running that car came to a close last week up there, but 85% folks of his runs, very damn impressive, including the win at a track that he's very familiar with in Martinsville. Sam Mayer will be in that 8 Chevy for Junior Motorsports tomorrow morning. He will start 20th. Yeah, it's going to be still morning here in lunch hour in the Pocono Mountains. Down there, Landon Castle will start 23rd. That's about it there on the notables there for that Xfinity Series race right there, folks. All right, so now back to the inversion here. Obviously, I'm going to run out in the top 10 here momentarily. Alex Bowman, your winner, only leading 16 laps this afternoon. Kyle Busch led the most laps with 30. He finished second. William Byron led 13 laps today. He was very strong in the 24. Denny Hamlin, fourth there for him. Ryan Blaney, fifth there. Ryan Blaney, after getting the trap position there, he stayed in the top 10 for most of the afternoon there. Kurt Busch, another strong run there. He's charging fast. Kurt Busch, sixth today. Joey Logano, seventh. Kevin Harvick. Trying to turn things around here. Had a good run at Knoxville. Oh, I keep saying that. Nashville, for whatever reason, maybe because of the SRX guys are racing here in a little bit, or probably actually, they might be racing at the moment, actually. So I don't even know what's going on there, but that's probably why I keep saying it, because the SRX Racing Series is going on tonight in Knoxville as well. So I don't know why I'm getting Knoxville and Nashville mixed up, same thing. But I apologize, Harvick. But seriously, back to Harvick here. Strong run in Nashville last weekend. I almost said it again. And here he was out to lunch for really most of his race. And then Rodney Childers made the right adjustments there, and he flew up right where he was to 8th spot today for him right there. Kyle Larson, the heartbreak today. Corner and a half away from winning 4 in a row. Not meant to be this afternoon for the 5 team of Larson and Cliff Daniels. Larson led 15 laps this afternoon. Finished 9th right there. So even though he lost in heartbreaking fashion, still somehow brought the thing home. 9th place. Brad Keselowski, a lot more on him in the second half of the podcast. Keselowski, top 10 finish right there for Keselowski right there as well. So Others that are, I'm gonna skip around to the bottom of the 20 because that's the inversion right there, folks. So guys who are not gonna get inverted are this: Austin Dillon, Erik Jones was right there. Erik Jones was right there with like two laps to go and lost the last two positions there, and he ain't gonna get inverted. So these guys are gonna have to start where they position at. So that's gonna be a rough climbing for Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon nowhere to be found in this race. Tyler Reddick was up there mixing up in the mix. Even this crew chief Randall Burnett pulling a strategy pull with that 8 car there. So Austin Dillon's going to have his work cut out for him. Erik Jones, Ryan Preece, the got his first win last week in a truck series ever in Nashville. He'll be back there in 23rd. Chase Briscoe, 24th. Cody Ware. Okay, so Cody Ware at one point in this race. This was before the last caution of the afternoon came out. I mean, yes, strategy, again, like I mentioned today on the show, comes into play at this racetrack. And really had two of those cars were in the top 15. I also tweeted this out. If you were following me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. Let's see. James Davison was 13th at one point. Cody Ware, who made us. I came across this last week, and I thought it was a joke, to be serious. But it turned out it was not a joke. Cody Ware started in IndyCar, his first IndyCar start last weekend, and got a top 20 finish out of it. At one point, Cody Ware was 8th. Let me repeat that. Cody Ware was 8th. This is, again, via strategy, but they mind their own. They mind their own business today. I mean, usually Rick Ware racing, they have a couple of brain farts, a couple of calamity mistakes, but they held it in. I have to give it to them. They held their own, but the finish line doesn't really stand it. Cody Ware was still, Cody Ware, 25th. That's not bad. It ain't bad at all. Right there. You're in front of Austin Alfredo. Matty D's down here. Oh, yeah, he got penalized late there. Now that I think about it, yeah, he got hit with a costly pit row penalty. You can't do that. I mean, especially you're in a dogfight for the bubble position there with this Daniel Suarez's, the Bubba Wallace's, the Kurt Busch, who has really come on here in the last several weeks. Ross Chastain, who unfortunately finished behind Matty D, 32nd, 33rd, respectively, there. And yeah, Newman, big hit, another big hit with Colt Custer finishing dead last. That hurts. back to back bad finishes for that race team. That can't be good right now for that race team right now. So we'll when we come out of the intermission, we'll take a look at that bubble now after race one at Pocono and see where everybody stacks up. Because yeah, Suarez finishing the top 10 in Nashville last weekend. I mentioned Chastain earlier with his run finish there to Kyle Larson, who had another rocket ship of a car at Nashville last weekend. There, I'll have to go back through that running order here because there are several bright spots. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., I thought at one point might have could challenge his best buddy there in Kyle Larson there. But today they were... Where was Stenhouse anyway? I think Stenhouse is going to get inverted. Yes. Yeah, he is going to get inverted to a good starting position in tomorrow's race there. Obviously, he had a heck of a run. He had a fast 47 car today, but battled back from a little bit of a issue there on the racetrack today as well. So, yeah, I mean, DiBenedetto, biggest losers coming out of here. I can probably tell you this without even looking at standings. Here, Matty D, big loss. Cole Custer, you lose. Ryan Newman, you lose as well. And Corey LaJoie hasn't been talked about. I mean, I'm seeing that car having a little bit more speed each and every week there, even though he had an episode with Anthony Alfredo guy today. So, but what a wacky sequence of events in that last lap there. The battle between the 48 and the 5. Their cat and mouse game. Bowman, obviously not the top car, at least equipment wise today, anyways, holding him off. And then Kyle Larson there. I think he tagged the wall. Now I'm trying to think of it because NBC, NASCAR NBC, who's taking over the broadcast, they showed it there. I think he might have touched the wall before that thing went down. Yeah, that's wacky right there. This is why, I mean, obviously, yeah, I better not bring it up because But hey, I'm going to bring this up though. The Hawks, you know, I mean, yeah, they got blown out last night. Last night in Milwaukee, the series is tied. I mentioned working around getting these interviews ready to go for next week for the podcast. Working around that with the Eastern Conference Final, the Hawks going back home now for games 3 and 4. Game three is tomorrow night in the ATL, baby. So hopefully that arena, State Farm Arena, will be rocking for the Hawks as we need to make a statement there. But that's basketball. Here, trying to make a statement there is that 48 of Alex Bowman, and he did just that. I mean, Rick Hendrick putting all the resources behind him, and not only that, you get Jeff Gordon, who is coming out of the box, and this is one, this should not be a surprise, unless you're very new to NASCAR and haven't been following along for a certain amount of time, but that did not surprise me one bit. There, Jeff Gordon getting a bigger role with Hendrick Motorsports, and this one's been going on with Jeff up in the Fox booth anyway. So he's always picking the Hendrick cars every week on his ones to watch. But now we ain't got to watch him do that no more. He's with Hendrick Motorsports, so he's definitely going to be putting all the effort, like he has been in the past, whether it's driver or owner or whatever he's doing. You know, he got Chad Knauss over there as well. That's really circling Chad Knauss. That's probably, you know, why these Hendrick cars, or at least part of the reason anyways, why these Hendrick cars are so damn fast right now and can do what they want to do right now, especially the 5, obviously. And we keep talking about the 5. And this is with Hendrick Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. They have the defending reigning NASCAR champion in Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott won that road course up there over there at Coda, but it's been a Kyle Larson show over there this year. And Alex Bowman trying to get himself in the party more now a little bit with his 3 wins this year. Looking for the characteristic sweep. That's gonna be tough to do. We'll see what happens on that front. But hey, man, this Hendrick Motorsports right now continuing to roll on. And before I do send it to a quick break, I do want to confirm that real quick. So Bowman today, part 1 at Pocono. Last week was Larson at Nashville. Texas Larson 3. That's the All-Star race, wasn't it? Yep. Let's just go skip over that. So even that's a bonus right there. So Sonoma Larson 3, Charlotte Larson 4, Coda Chase Elliott. And how fitting is this, right? You gotta go back to May 16th, right? Guess who started this run? And this was the 1-2-3-4 finish. Dover. Who won that? Yeah, Alex Bowman, the showman. And today, and I'm not trying to foreshadow nothing. Hey, I'm not trying to foreshadow nothing. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But Alex Bowman, that is for now, bookends the trend here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you count the All-Star race, that is 7. So they've won those 6 straight races. Hendrick Motorsports, 2 by Bowman, 1 by Elliott, a bunch by Larson, including the All-Star race. If you don't count that, but man, it is something to watch right now. 6 race winning streak and kept alive by Alex Bowman this afternoon at Pocono. Larson was on his way to victory, but hold on, folks. Wasn't to be this afternoon as Alex Bowman stuns Larson to win the race over there at Pocono Part 1. But again, Part 2 is tomorrow over there when this podcast either comes out before the Xfinity Series or before round two of the Cup Series in the Tricky Triangle. That's going to be something to watch right there. So, who, I mean, right now, I mean, which organization is going to step up to the plate and do something? And Kyle Busch, yeah, you know what? I'm going to hold it right here because I'm rolling right now in a 3-wide NASCAR Pops EG3. Time to take that time out right now to come back. Obviously, I'll finish my statement and then, of course, get to the bubble. And, of course, Brad Keselowski. And more coming up next on the pod.
The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. We'll be right back after this intermission break from Manhattan, Kansas.
I mentioned this already on the podcast. 4th of July weekend. Next weekend. Can't wait for that. A lot going on this end of the bargain. For me, of course, racing. Cup Series making their long-awaited debut up there. We're America. It's going to be something, folks. But again, we got unfinished business. Tomorrow, the podcast will come up. Y'all be getting ready for that race. Pre-game it. By listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I mentioned before the intermission break, who's going to step up the challenge? I feel like I'm saying that every week now on the show.
The Hendrick Street at 6,
going for undecimated 7 in a row. It seems like right now, Kyle Busch starting to step up. For Joe Gibbs Racing, he's obviously, yes, Denny Hamlin was the guy earlier. Martin Trishinger had his spurt. He's falling off the map. Sadly enough, I have to say it. Hey, I got to say it. Christian Bell, after the Daytona Road Course, he nowhere to be found either right now. Yes, Denny Hamlin's up there trying to make moves. But right now, Kyle Busch, Kyle Busch, he fell off a rock on. Like a rock last week. I thought he was going to be contending for the win, trying to get that sweep. Obviously, he did not because of ill-handling a race car. And today, he was up front, making noise all race long, and he did it. And too bad he was not in second because it is him. He's the common denominator. I mean, Charlotte, he thwarted a possible 1-2-3 finish. Today, thwarted another 1-2-3 finish. So he's been right there in the mix, and I gotta say, he's probably the best, or is the better, of the JGR cars right now. Stuart Haas trying to get it back. Obviously, Kevin Harvick is on the, they're on the rebuild trail, finding more speed. Kurt Busch turning on lately. He and Ross Chastain both, so Penske, Joey Logano strong today. Keselowski was up and down, but fell. He snuck into the 10th position there. Blaney, he was up there as well. Mentioned him already on his podcast. There's a Penske. If you want to get organization there, I'd probably say Penske's leading the way right now. They were all three of their cars. Yeah, because he was with Mark Trish Jr. out there in right field. Not even in the game. They were the way that car was handling there. That's wicked. So he's going to have to figure it out. And yes, we're going to the car, next gen car next year. But right now, it is in the Hennish world. Not to be messed with right now. And it's hard to say right now. Yes, with the inversion, I'm going to get to that momentarily, folks. Don't worry. With the inversion now, you know, if they got fast cars, you're going to see those cars methodically move their way to the front. Obviously, Kyle Larson was probably going to start 20th. He's going to get a better starting start. So that's bad news. This is bad news for the field. Especially, he didn't win. So he's going to be, he's going to be up on the wheel for this race trying for redemption. That's what we're going to call it early on the podcast. Can he get redemption for letting one kind of, you know, he didn't let it slip away, but unfortunately for him, it did. So, all right. So I mentioned those guys. I mentioned already some of the field for tomorrow. And then here's the inversion. Chris Buescher, Jake Gidding, the 20th spot there. I believe with a half a lap to go or a lap, maybe a full lap to go at that there. But Chris Buescher, let's not forget, yes, he won a rain shortened race, for the fog race. Former Pocono winner Chris Buescher will start P1 tomorrow in this race. Michael McDowell will start second, the Daytona 500 champion there. Mark Trish Jr. gets to start third, so we'll see if we can do something with that. That team needs something possibly to happen. They're actually better than they were a few, really the past several races. If you take Sonoma out of the equation there, they've been just god-awful. But today, I mean, yeah, they finished 18th, which was disappointing because he was up in the top 10 throughout most of the race there, got track position and held it there. And then, unfortunately, they made wholesale changes to the car, whatnot. So I don't know what to expect from that team. But anyways, we'll see what the 19 can hold up for tomorrow. Christian Bell, yep, Christian Bell right there. I mentioned him. Nowhere to be found in the last races either. Amarola will start 5th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 6th. Bubba Wallace, Daniel Suarez, Chase Elliott, 9th, Tyler Reddick will roll off in the 10th position. And just to wrap up, complete the inversion part, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano, Kurt Busch, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Kyle Busch, Alex Bowman. It's going to be fun seeing them cars try to get themselves back up to the field for tomorrow's race there. It's going to be interesting. I mean, you're going to see the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, like you saw today. I mean, the strategy game is going to start when the green flag drops. You know it. We're going to see comers and goers. But definitely going to see that going in. Yeah, it's going to be the same thing. And the storyline is the best of the Hendrick cars starting ninth. That's Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott's going to, at least he's going to have better track position to start the race than he did today. And oh, by the way, I have not even mentioned this, and we're almost three-fourths of the way through the pod. Chase Elliott going back to Nashville. Loose lugs. And NASCAR found more than the max total, which is obviously 5. Which means what? Yeah, he got DQ'd, unfortunately. And the finish position, I don't know where he finished at Nashville last weekend, but it doesn't matter because he got DQ'd there. That was the penalty. No points, but he's already in the playoffs. Anyway, so that's that on that. So, but hey, Chase is going to get some of that track position back. So, once again, it'll be interesting to see what happens on that front there. Can Hendrick Motorsports, can the foursome, fabulous foursome, find their way to the front obviously all eyes are going to be on that five car. See, can he rebound from a devastating hit today there? Almost seeing the chicken flag is seeing four in a row disappear just like that. And Alex Bowman stealing the win today in the Pocono race, part one of two of the doubleheader. Obviously, the trucks also raced as well. I'm going to go ahead and step aside again for the final timeout here in addition today. And again, we'll get to Brad Keselowski. Already talked about Jeff Gordon already tonight on the show. And when we come back, we'll close the show on Keselowski and the truck series had a race today in Pocono as well. The Three Wise Podcast. Stay tuned now.
EG3 and the Three Wide Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
Because Bowman won the race. Larson had his issue, unfortunate issues today. Then Byron, strong on third. Zoe Rose, right. So, yeah, he stepped into that. He stepped into the Coke 600 threesome as well. Threesome. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, it's getting late. It's been a week. I said this earlier. It's been a week. Kyle Busch interrupted the sweep for Motorsports. But anyways, though, Henrik Motorsports, though, keeps the win streak alive at six. Six going into tomorrow race there. And they got their work cut from, they got the speed. But can they get to the front at a safe pace? And we'll see what happens tomorrow. Buckle up. I believe NBCSN, I believe, has their game race to tomorrow. And before I'll end it on the trucks here on the show, but I want to get to the Brad Keselowski news, before I get to that, obviously, condolences, Jack Ingram passed away, sadly. I believe he was either today or yesterday, so very thoughts. prayers out to those involved with Jack. And obviously, he was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame not too long ago. So I definitely wanted to sneak that in there as well. So definitely keep them in your thoughts and prayers tomorrow and going into the new week, the last week. 3 days of June. So, yeah. So, where was I? Yeah, Brad Keselowski. Yeah, Keselowski. It's done. It's a done deal. It was rumored a month ago or so ago about him part owning and driving a team. Well, that is official with that. Roush Fenway Racing, Keselowski. Let me have it on my notes here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Do some double duty right there. Yeah, so from what I read anyway from Twitter anyways, it was a done deal via Loose Lugs Podcast there. So okay, so there are questions there as well. So okay, so here's the latest on that. Okay, so this is from Adam Stern's tweet there. Roush Fenway has told partners that it has a done deal with Keselowski to become driver and co-owner starting next season, per sources. Through it has held off announcing in deference to Team Penske in the course. Jim Utter's name was involved in this. First reported in May that Keselowski was considering the offer. So pretty much that I've seen already. Congratulations on Twitter by a few of the podcasts that I listen to and follow on the old Twitter. So it looks like I'm just going to roll with this, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on my podcast, that it looks like we're headed towards the road, Keselowski being the driver and owner for Roush Fenway Racing next season. And remember, I mentioned this before, Keselowski has been the owner in NASCAR. This was a truck series. He owned those two competitive trucks back in the day now. That one was very competitive and won races, and we all know Keselowski's competitive, and that two car has been very inconsistent as well. Yeah, even though they finished 10th, I get that, but they've been inconsistent as well. But that's huge news there. If dominoes connect, that should be finalized not before too long as well. I didn't mention, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate y'all for downloading the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, this evening or today or tonight, whenever you listen to this podcast. Eddie Gritter III, appreciate y'all for listening to tonight's episode. I do want to wrap up. Actually, let me go here. Man, I'm bouncing around. I can talk for another hour. But okay, so just focusing on the cup bubble here real quick as I switch it over to the plow bubble here real quick before I top trucks and wrap this thing up, obviously. Man, it has gotten interesting with this whole deal. Okay, so right now, as of now, Chris Buescher is outside looking in here. And if I can, I'm going to do two things at one. Let me see if I can do two things at once here. But right now, according to the regular season standings right now, you have Chris Buescher outside 4 points of the bad to Austin Dillon. Yeah, Michael McDowell is actually, hang on, what in the world is going on? All right. There you go. If I can switch that, that'll be fantastic. All right, so really, in theory, Buescher would be in the playoffs, right? But Michael McDowell, where he's at right now in the standings. This is the meter that we need to pay attention to as we wind down the second half of the regular season. Michael McDowell, of course, the 500 champion, Daytona 500 champion this year, back in February. He's 17th right now, which means Chris Buescher will be kicked out if the playoffs were to start today. So Buescher, first man out, not that far out. For that, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., top 15 run for him in part one of Pocono today. 18th, Daniel Suarez continues to come on here for Trackhouse Racing. 55 back. That is not far back whatsoever. Matty D, like I said, big loser coming out of here. finishing deep in the field, 62 points back of the cutoff spot. Ross Chastain lost ground after gaining big time ground. After Nashville, big ground, lost ground today. Also the big loser in this today, 67 back. He is in 21st spot. Bo Wallace, he got some work to do there. Even though he finished in the top 20 today, he was hanging around the top 12, top 15 all day for that 23. It's all about the process. I'm going to steal that from the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm going to steal that. So, Bo Wallace, right now, that's as far as I'm going to get right now. 75 back and keep Daytona primetime in mind when it comes to this 23 team as well. So, that's a bubble update there. A lot more in the bubble picture this week, later on in the new week coming up. Like I said, there's a big possibility of two shows from the EG3 podcast this weekend. Not this weekend, but next week. On the show, so keep that in mind. But somebody that keeps on keeping on winning here, John Hunter Nemechek, JH. How many times have we seen this? Same movie, same ending. Again, Kyle Busch, the dominant, well, I shouldn't say dominant because I did not watch the race, but saw highlights of it, kept up pretty much what happened here. John Hunter Nemechek beats his boss. This is what, the third or fourth time he's done that this season, en route to another victory for him. I believe three for Richmond, five Las Vegas. That's five wins. John Hunter right now filling the quota that he wanted to do. He wanted to come down to trucks, be competitive, and win races. Well, he's got five in the bank right now. Five. And next time the trucks hit the track, it'll be Knoxville race. You know, hey, it all comes full circle, baby. No one I've been saying Knoxville all night. But the RXP guys racing right now, and the trucks will be racing at Knoxville in a couple of weeks, July 9th in prime time on FS1 MRS. See, I knew it had to be something about that, but John Nemechek, another win in the bank for him, and he's in full command, full standings right now. I am trying to, what was I doing? What I wanted to do, oh yeah, the race today. I want to go run down the top 10 real quick before I sign off for the rest of the weekend. Here, JH winning once again, five race wins, 4-4, and Kyle, you don't want to hire John there, Nemechek, so you should be pissed at all. But hey, I digress. Meanwhile, Kyle Busch, this is what, the third or fourth time that these guys have won either 1-2 or one. I finished 1-2 this year, 4-51. Sheldon Creed finished third. Tyler Ankrum, who gets around the tricky trigger pretty well in the truck series, fourth. Austin Hill, fifth. Matt Crafton, Todd Gillen, who started on the front row with Zane Smith. Zane Smith won stage one. Eighth, Ryan Preece, the story coming out of Nashville last weekend with a big time upset win there over Ty Gillen over there. Backs up that run with Red Horse Racing in that seventh. With David Gillen Racing, my bad. He finished ninth, and Derek Krause, much needed top 10 finish for him and that team there. That 19's been snake bitten for whatever reason this year. But finally, that has to feel good for Derek to bring that thing home in the top 10 position right there. And I'm going to turn in the bubble as well for this, for heading out, obviously, with the trucks, with their 10 trucks in the playoffs there. Johnny Sauter, big loser, deep in the field. And the bad luck train continues for Johnny Sauter in that 13 ride. Him, Tyler Ankrum, stays in contention there. Also in self, Derek Krause got some work to do. And Ryan Trex also got a lot of work to do. If you're going to get into the playoffs, you got to get that win there as well. So I'm going to say that, not to put the cart before the horse, like the Xfinity Series playoff picture, but if anything drastically happens, you might be looking at the playoff field in the Truck Series race. Truck Series postseason there. So, hey, if anything, like anything, what happens or anything like that, I know Haley Deegan is competitive on dirt tracks like in Knoxville, and she really showed out. Props to her over there. I can't remember off the top of my head where they were last weekend, the SRX guys and gals, but she showed out really well. Oh, Eldora, that's it. So if a Hail Mary comes and somebody outside wins it, that would dethrone everything, pretty much. So, a lot has gone down tonight on the podcast here. I can go on and on, but I have run out of time for this edition of the podcast. Again, I want to save some of this conversation for my possible special guest in next edition of the podcast. And then I do know, definitely know, that my new special guest on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 will be set later on in the week as well. So I'm very excited for that as well. Again, I'm not going to spill any more details. You have to stay tuned to 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast for that as well. And I'm just going to go ahead and leave y'all with this, ladies and gentlemen, folks, with the EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week. And I mentioned I'm going to throw this one in there as well. There are a lot of 3-Wides today in this cup race, and I mentioned Blaney, called him out on my Twitter page. Let's just give it to him. Put 3-Wide move of the race, Ryan Blaney, making things happen and then getting pissed off at the same time with with William Byron there, as they were just racing around each other all day. All afternoon long, getting irritated, getting frustrated. Yeah, you earn the 3-Wide move of the race there. Congratulations, Ryan Blaney, EG3 helmet stickers. Let's just roll that out. And Johnny Mitchick, obviously, will actually, you know what? We'll just leave it like that. The winners today of the Pocono Doubleheader Part 1, Pocono Doubleheader Part 2. With the Xfinity Series first, Cup Series to cap off a big slate of racing in the Tricky Triangle. Alex Bowman, JH, you get the 3-Wide. Not 3-Wide. Man, I'm starting to lose a little bit. All right, John Nemechek, Alex Bowman, EG3 helmet sticker of the week.
And more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3-Wide.